Hey, listeners. Welcome to the High Performance Clip for today. We're talking with Roland Frazier. And if you guys don't know Roland, I would say he's worth checking out. Roland has built and sold over 24 businesses. He helps people buy and sell businesses, actually. And those businesses range anywhere from $3 million to $4 billion. Here's a list of some of those businesses. Chances are, if you dabble in the entrepreneur world, you've probably heard at least of one of them: Vol Channels Media, Scalable.co, DigitalMarketer.com, Traffic and Conversion Summit, Praxio.com, TrueConversions.com, War Room Mastermind, Fully Accountable, Everbowl Restaurants, Big Block Realty, Scribe Publishing, and Real Estate Worldwide. So one of the things that he talked about was getting rid of anything that's not your superpower. And I really like this clip and why I decided to share it, because I see this in my life. I see this in so many entrepreneurs' lives. We get entrepreneur ADD and try to dive down so many rabbit holes instead of just becoming a master or specialist. And one of the things we do in our entrepreneur community is really hone in on, hey, what are your skills of mastery? What are you really, really good at? What do you love diving down and learning more about and sharing? Those are the essential things that are our superpowers that are going to really last the long haul, help us create more value into the world, and make more money in the end. So here's the High Performance Clip with Roland Frazier. So you posted on Facebook today, you or your team, it said, get rid of anything that's not superpower. Your superpower. Yeah. So how would you advise someone that's kind of starting that process, learning what their superpowers are, and, or somebody that knows what their superpowers are, but they're trying to get rid of the non-essential?
Yeah, it's a good question. And obviously it's in a simple statement like that, you can take it 1,000 different ways. What my point in that statement is, or the message is, that you're really going to do best, particularly in business, which is where those things are posted in a business context, that you can't do everything. And so you're going to be the most successful to nurture the things that you are best at. So figure out what those gifts are. And then if there's one that outshines the others, because I do believe we can have more than one superpower, but so many people try to be everything. And I think that inhibits us. That really holds us back, because then we're not nurturing the thing that we're, or the things that we're really, really great at. And so I'd rather be great at a few things than be good at everything. And one of my friends, my old law partner, when I was practicing law, he says, I'm an ocean of knowledge an inch deep. And I like being an ocean of knowledge an inch deep, but I also like having a Mariana Trench there, you know, someplace where I am. And I know one of my other business partners, Ryan Dice, found a book or a blog post or something called The T-Shaped Marketer. And I like that, because they, you know, the theory there is that, you know, be a generalist in as many areas of whatever it is you're interested in as possible, while going very deep in a few things. And so that's really the place that I'm coming from when I make that statement, is that I think that it's good to know context. That's the inch deep. But then really deep dive into the things that you excel at and nurture those things, because that will take you so much farther and faster than trying to be doing everything, trying to be good at everything, trying to know everything. You can drown in knowledge. Steve Jobs said, it's easy to drown in opportunity, right? And so it's really important. If you know the thing that you're good at, then you won't drown in the opportunity of all the things you're just okay at. So that's what I'm trying to say in that statement.
All right. What I want to leave you guys with is the question, and it probably came up in your mind during this clip, is what is your superpower? It is worth diving down that rabbit hole to really figure out what your superpower is and how you're doubling down on that. And also how you can get rid of other non-essential interests in your life or things that you're working on that aren't your superpower. Get rid of anything that is not your superpower. When you focus on it, it's going to make you better in business, can make you the best in business. It is going to give you more fulfillment, actually, and joy and excitement in the work that you do. And take it from somebody that's been burned out more than once in doing things that were unnecessary and things that weren't my superpower. Life is so much better when you're focusing on your superpower. So how deep can you go with that superpower? If you like what you're hearing and you want to make sure you don't miss any of these tips, please subscribe, leave us a review, and share with your friends. You guys, I recommend also checking out the full episode with Roland. It's episode number 560. He's built and sold over 24 businesses from 3 million to 4 billion. See you on the next episode.